It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Happy Waiver Wednesday to all of you who celebrate.
Should I be closing my tabs here of transactions on Yahoo?
You want to talk it through? Why you spent what you spent? Why you did what you did? Let's talk about what you got and what you didn't get. Let's talk about your free agent offers that hit and that didn't. If you spent too much money, we'll be here to talk you down.
Your league is living under a rock if he is still available.
It's worth a flyer. It's one of those, if anybody's going to make that mistake, it's going to be me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. With Waiver Wednesday in mind, this is now a J.K. Dobbins show.
Okay. Yeah, you went for him?
I mean, I needed help at running back and guillotine.
He's been good.
This is for anybody.
He's their feature back.
You know, right. Yeah, I mean, I bid big. I overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we really like his presence in the room.
Yeah. This is what it says to the rest of the guys.
That's right. That's
that we're
right.
Going for it.
It's we pushed in. And they're interviewing all of our players and saying, like, you know, anytime you see ownership make a move like that, why don't we refer to ourselves as ownership more often in fantasy football? Ownership.
We're ownership. Because you're also the GM.
Yeah, but you are ownership.
And the coach.
Management. Management decided to make a big play here.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
So believe in the group.
Yeah. If you are in a guillotine league, it's right about now starting to get good. Where every week the players that are available are good.
Because
you're down to 10 teams-ish, 11. So however many you had.
I mean, we're halfway through.
About halfway through the season.
Halfway through the regular season.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
We're 8 games in. So if you had an 18-team league, now it's down to 10. And those, if you anybody plays fantasy in a 10-team league, those are strong teams.
Yeah, I think our league is down to 12, but we're in a league that has double elimination weeks. Like my other guillotine league's down to 10. Yeah.
But even then, if it's down to 12, I mean, that's good players hitting the wire every single week.
We're down to a normal size week or league.
Right.
A normal size league.
Instead of a 20-team league where you're really picking at scraps.
Yeah.
So it's a J.K. Dobbins show. What else? Got a little Aaron Jones in another league.
I got some T. Higgins in our guillotine league, although that's risky because I don't know if he's going to play this week. He's been on and off the injury report all season.
Listen.
And he's been the same thing where it's like surprise inactive on Sunday, like, oh, T. Higgins is questionable. He'll play. Nope, not playing.
Yep.
Out of the game. That happened early in the season, happened this past week. So we'll see what we get this week.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Once you get some guillotine years under your belt and you are ready to kind of graduate up to the next level of guillotine is when you will bid on injured players because they're cheap. I bid on Antonio Brown would be a hell of a gamble. I bid on A.J. Brown weeks ago when he had the hamstring injury. $100. Like, A.J. Brown, he's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Guess who's sitting on my bench that I bid on 2 weeks ago?
Mike Evans.
Nico Collins.
Great example.
One more game and then he's back.
Exactly.
So I gotta make it through one more week and then I just have Nico Collins.
Yeah. It's a little gamble, but you know, save a roster spot. That's what I did with AJ Brown and he's good now.
Yeah.
So
I'm not gonna lie though, that guillotine league, I'm a little nervous because I don't love having a lot of guys in the same game. Because if you get the wrong game script, that's how you fall.
Or weather,
yeah. And just kind of how it's fallen this year. Like, this league we're talking about, like, in my lineup this week, I have Cooper, Kincaid, and Waddle.
Well,
and I feel like that's a little risky for a league like this to have those three guys all in the same lineup.
Yeah, that's probably right. On Bills Dolphins, one name that's out there in a lot of leagues is Tua.
Right. Yeah.
What do you do with Tua? And seeing his name on any waiver wire for me, it's like, well, maybe I'll wait a week.
Yeah.
And he's not going to put up numbers against the Bills, right?
You would never play him against the Bills.
Almost
right?
Never. Almost never.
Has he ever had a good out? What's his best output, you think, against the Bills? Does he have a 300-yard game?
No.
Does he have a two touchdown, no pick game? Like, does he have anything that's relatively good?
His highest yardage output, it was 282.
Against the Bills?
On 35 attempts with a touchdown and a pick.
I think we also should not count, I'm looking back at his game line, we should not count that that January game where the Dolphins needed to make the playoffs and they got romped by the Bills because he put up a lot of garbage time.
He put up 361 in that game.
Yeah, but he threw the ball 58 times.
Right.
And he also had 3 interceptions.
Yeah, I've got his two best games, Tua in Buffalo. See how we just shifted from fantasy football right to Bills Dolphins?
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, come on. They don't teach this stuff. His two best games against the Bills won by 36 and 28.
So he was just racking up garbage time.
Not 36. 30. It was 56 to 26.
Like 22, 32 to 29 is the score. He has 234 and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
That might be your best case scenario. Well, maybe your best case scenario is the Bills run away with it and he just starts chucking up, you know, garbage time yards.
He has 7 touchdowns and 10 picks against the Bills.
Brutal.
It's kind of amazing. He only has 7 career touchdown passes against the Bills.
And he's played them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 games against the Bills and he has 7 touchdowns. One of those he left early. 21, yeah, he only threw 4 times.
There is a game 1-for-4 for 13 yards.
Is that 3 Bills games then he's left with injury? By the way, because that 21 week 2 game he left early on, and I think Jacoby Brissett came in. I guess he didn't leave the one where he wobbled and fell.
He did leave and came back.
He left and came back.
So, yes, he has left a Bills game three times with injury.
Yeah.
Man, take a week off, buddy.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, I mean, like, there's no reason to believe he's at it. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't think so. There's reason to believe he's at more risk in this game, but, like, whatever. Just. And he got a standing ovation for sliding last week. Like, if you're a Dolphins fan, I feel like every time he is near another football player, it's like, hold your breath, like, that he's going to be okay here. You can't even say, though, anymore, like, hey, he's one concussion away from retirement, because that might just not be the case. We've said that 3 times in a row, I think.
Especially because, you know, you're talking about fearing him getting hurt. We see, and I'm, again, this is a little bit half serious. Tua is not quite, but depending on the definition, an MVP candidate. When he plays, their offense is good, and when he doesn't, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrid. You can't. Jordan Love, he steps out. Malik Willis goes in, and grant, you know, this is a point about the coach is better.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to isolate MVP, or if you're trying to isolate a player's impact, very few have a higher one than Tua to their offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. So I'm not actually making the case he'd be the MVP. And I know that we now live in a world where constant weekly MVP discussions have become very normal in the NFL, mm-hmm. just the way that it works. I don't know when we just decided to do that every single week. Last year felt like the jumping off point for this, where every week it's about who's the MVP, who's the MVP. I was thinking about this yesterday. So a lot of Bills fans want Allen to win the MVP.
And he's now the favorite.
He is.
But so almost everywhere.
The regular season ends. When does he get it? When's the award?
Is it right before the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I think it's before the Super Bowl.
I was trying to think of the day the MVP award is given out or announced in the NFL.
Is it? Do we not know because we usually know? You know what I mean? Like we kind of know who the heavy favorite is by the end of the regular season, and then it's okay. Like how long do we know Lamar Jackson was going to win the MVP before he actually won the MVP?
Right. What was last year's Super Bowl? What day was it? That's Chiefs and 49ers number 2.
Yeah, it's going to be February.
That game
something.
I'm looking it up right now just to make sure. To make this point. So that game is, I'm on the game score page. It doesn't tell me what the date.
February 11th.
Okay. So 3 days before is when the MVP gets announced.
Okay.
And it'll be odd, I think, if the Bills are not in the Super Bowl and we are celebrating Allen winning an MVP. What kind of celebration will there be? You're right. Like a lot of times, it's known who's going to win it. What happens? The season ends. We all think he's got it in the bag. He was the best. The Bills were the 2 seed.
Yeah.
But he had a great year. And are we waiting for that 3 day before the Super Bowl Thursday evening?
Yeah.
Award show.
Or it might feel like it's just inevitable. Right?
But even if it's inevitable, people are going to watch to see it and feel
that
validation that Allen has finally been honored in a way that he probably should have been by now, or at least he's certainly deserving of by now.
Well, what happened? I wonder how this went for Baltimore last year. Now, Lamar already has an MVP, so that makes it a little bit different. But what kind of celebration do you have for Jackson when you just lost to the Chiefs and you're winning your MVP, and meanwhile, what? You don't have to care about the social media part of it, but a Chiefs fan's going, oh, congratulations on your trophy. We'll play in the Super Bowl.
They lost to the Chiefs on the 28th, and he got the MVP. January 28th, he got the MVP on February 8th.
Okay.
So you lose. 10 days later, here's an award.
Right. Maybe you would almost celebrate it more had you had more space between your end of season and the MVP. I don't know.
Shouldn't it be given out the day the regular season ends?
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
It's a regular season award.
It is. Throw a vote in. What's up? Who won it? Right away. They give out they give out the Conn Smythe for playoff MVP during the Stanley Cup ceremony.
Right.
Everybody writes down a vote. Boom. Tallied up. Here's Connor McDavid won. And he's thinking, I don't care.
Yeah.
So the regular season MVP, you could probably have a vote from all the MVP voters. You know what you're going to do? You're going to vote at halftime of the last game of the season, and then that guy's going to get the award immediately after the game.
What about, do you know how the NBA does this? The NBA might have this right, the way they do it. So they will announce, because it's a regular season award, I believe I have this right, that they will announce the MVP at the end of the regular season. So they'll do this. They'll announce it. But they will award the MVP and the trophy to the player at his home playoff game.
That's a great idea.
Like when Jokic won it a couple years ago, whenever the Nuggets' first home playoff game was, before their first game tips off, there's a little ceremony, Adam Silver with the trophy and Jokic at center court. And then they start the playoff game after that.
And what are the chances in the NFL this player doesn't have a home playoff game? I think it's slim.
Oh, it wouldn't have happened in the last 10 years, right?
You're talking about a wild card team guy getting it.
I think the last time that happened was like 10 years ago. I think Peterson was the last time.
No.
So, yeah, you would have the home playoff game. That would be then, okay, so Allen wins it, and then you're hosting the Steelers in the wild card round, and here comes Roger Goodell to present him the trophy.
Yep.
That would be infinitely better.
Yeah, then the Thursday before the Super Bowl, wherever.
At an award show in wherever the Super Bowl is,
however
right?
they do it.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
We're at a concert hall, and we're going to give Allen the MVP. That would be so much better. I think the NHL does the award show too, though, by the way. Like the heart-to-heart trophy. Like they'll give it out.
They've just canceled it.
What?
The NHL's not doing an award show anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to lose all that elite entertainment value, though, that we get, and all those A-list guests.
Yeah. No more. Well, there will be no award show this season.
Okay. Aren't they also cutting the draft out?
Yes.
Huh.
On location? Yeah. Central location for the draft is being cut.
Right. All right. NHL minimizing things over there?
I guess. Because
at least canceling some of their big events that.
When the NHL canceled the award show, the joke going around Twitter was pretty similar to one that you just make. Like, what's going to happen to all the C-level bands?
Right.
The celebrities that you don't know who right. come in and tell you how big a hockey fan they
are. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 2009, One Republic is here.
Yeah. So anyway, good morning. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. The Allen MVP conversation, I don't know. I don't really know how interested in it I am. It's definitely worth keeping tabs on. I ranted a little bit, mini rants to you last year that I kind of sounded like an old man yelling at a cloud. I understand that. But last year I got to why do we do this every week? Because we did. It was
a rolling standings.
It was, is Dak the MVP? And then they got hammered by 30 points. Like, well, I guess he can't win it anymore. Mm-hmm. And Lamar won the MVP the day they went to San Francisco and blew him out. That was it. It was over. Like, okay, that's it. Lamar's the MVP now. It was just decided. For the Bills, is that the case if they beat the Lions?
Or the Lions?
Lions.
If he beats the Chiefs and the Lions, isn't that it?
Maybe.
Because it's Mahomes and Goff. He's not going to beat Lamar. I really don't think they're giving it to Lamar, by the way. Like, you're really... This is another one where, like, what is MVP? What are we doing? What are the odds? Are we trying to just judge what they're doing week to week, or are we trying to judge what voters are thinking? Because to me, some of this is not maybe how it should be, but aren't voters going to punish Lamar Jackson for his playoff success? Aren't they going to say, yeah, I'm not giving you another MVP, and then I look like a clown because you get it after you fail in the playoffs again?
It'd be impossible for me to disagree with that. Because even if voters don't consciously think that, I think that they would subconsciously think that. If we keep giving this guy the MVP and he loses in the playoffs every year, we end up... People say, how did he win? What happened?
The MVP almost feels like it loses credibility, maybe, in a way.
Maybe.
It really doesn't, but like someone could think that, I guess.
The whole exercise, especially last year. Last year, Aaron Schatz was the one guy that didn't vote for Lamar, and he was shamed. He was called out publicly by Stephen A. Smith on that.
He's called the Bills homer.
You called the Bills homer.
Of all people.
Because he was the one person that thought Lamar was not the MVP.
Right.
So it's, I don't know if it's a club or if it's like peer pressure. There's a lot with it that's complex. There's a lot that's probably pretty simple. I mean, it's only a quarterback award now. That's official. Who are the candidates?
Do you want to name all the quarterbacks that are ahead of Derrick Henry right now? Derrick Henry's the first non-quarterback listed.
Okay, the quarterbacks ahead of Derrick Henry are Mahomes, Allen.
Yep.
Lamar.
Lamar.
Yep.
Goff.
I don't want to say Burrow because the Bengals are, three and five?
Burrow, but he's right behind him.
Still right behind him.
Yep.
Is Jordan Love there somewhere? He missed games.
Not so Jordan
that's
Love.
That's probably not right.
Here are the other ones. Brock Purdy.
Purdy, of course.
Kyler Murray. C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts.
Jaden Daniels is a fun answer.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is a really fun answer. Show up year one, you're 6-2.
Yeah.
He might have a good case.
He might, yeah.
I mean, granted, there is an award for him, Rookie of the Year. But if they finish, if the Bills and the Commanders finish with the same record and the same seed, what kind of case does Jaden Daniels have?
Pretty good. Would be, honestly, someone I might want to say should get it over Allen. As tough as that is to say.
He's only got seven touchdown passes.
How many rushing? Stacking up with rushing touchdowns? They're, you know, maybe not actually, because they are kicking so many field goals.
He's got 9 total touchdowns.
Okay.
So let's take him off the board there.
But what he's doing, he has turned around a dysfunctional organization, like...
Immediately.
Instantly. Yep. One of the jokes of the league for 20 years that... When's the last time... That's not even a team... Well, you tell me, because in my lifetime, this hasn't been true. But with the Dolphins, it's, we're still looking for our next Marino. For the Broncos, it's next Elway. For the Bills, it was, we're still looking for our next Kelly. The Commanders are looking for their next...
Mark Rippon.
Right, did they ever have one?
RG3.
They had Super Bowl teams.
For 5 minutes.
But did they ever have, the all-time great quarterback?
No.
So... He's maybe...
Theismann. I mean, they had guys that were good, but...
Yeah, I think it would be close. Maybe Allen would probably get it, though, just because of... Right. Daniels, you already have your award, and this guy's put the time in kind of thought process.
Yep. 803-0550. Rich in Lakeview wants to chime in early as we meander our way through an opening on a Wednesday. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great conversation, and I get it. Love Josh. Love what the Bills have done to turn around this community. But ultimately, you know, you say it's a quarterback award, it's a marketing award, and not to take anything away from what this young man has done in the NFL and the community, but who cares? I really don't care. I mean, who was the NFL MVP? Maybe because it's your job, 5 years ago. I mean, I used to know every Heisman Award winner. You could put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you the last 5 Heisman winners. In 1975, the Bills with O.J., the Braves with Bob McAdoo, and the Sabres with Gilles Perreault had all 3 major sport, except baseball, of course, MVPs in one city. And ultimately, what does it matter? Get me a championship or get us. Let me say, I don't play for the team. But it's great. I'm glad. I think vicariously it gives us all relevance. But I think with the unending discussion, it's a marketing award and it's vicarious. Would I love the kid to win it? Yeah. Would it be awesome if our guy did it and he truly seems like one of our guys? Yeah, that's awesome. But in the long run, I mean, listen, this might be the unexpected year where some great things could happen. And maybe for the first time in nearly 60 years, personally, I'm enjoying this week by week and whatever happens. And if the kid is able to get some MVP or anybody else gets an award here, that's icing on the cake. But to me, it's not that big a deal. The team goals are the most important, but it'll be fun watching it play out.
I'm with you, Rich. The one thing, I'm looking for the poll that I posted back during training camp because it was one of my favorite questions we asked during camp. You know, we're out there 6 a.m. thinking about the season that's coming. I posted the poll about MVP. Would you rather Josh Allen win the MVP or the Bills win the AFC if you knew they were not going to win a Super Bowl? Meaning, what would mean more to you, going to the Super Bowl and losing, or Josh Allen winning the MVP?
Mm-hmm.
And that poll's a lot closer, Rich, than I got to find the actual results. I feel like it was 60-40 Super Bowl. Again, you are losing. It's not against the win. But you would win the AFC. You would beat the Chiefs. You would have a Super Bowl appearance, which is not Nothing. Right? Wouldn't we take that right now to just go?
Would you rather get out of a non-Super Bowl... Wait, excuse me.
Yeah. What would you rather get out of a non-Super
Bowl winning season for the Bills this year? Allen MVP or AFC title?
Yeah. What did it finish?
53% AFC title, 40% Allen MVP, 6% results.
Why did I put results in there? What an idiot.
6%.
Why did I do that?
Cowards, don't want to vote.
But at least 40%.
Yeah.
It would mean more or be better
if
he won the MVP than if they went to the Super Bowl and lost.
Well, there's a complex here. Bills fans do want Allen to get his flowers, right? Like, given how he was talked about when he was drafted, like, that's always going to be in the back of people's minds. And it will come down to, like, resume building at the end of his career. And I think you're going to want to look back on his career someday and say Super Bowl title, MVPs, All Pros, like, you're going to want to look back on that.
That's what you want. You want to build the Hall of Fame resume.
Like it or not, you know, like, I'm mostly agreeing with Rich. Like, I don't remember year to year every MVP, but I remember that Cam Newton's got an MVP. I'm going to remember that Lamar Jackson has multiple MVPs. I'm going to remember that Adrian Peterson won an MVP off a torn ACL. Like it or not, these guys will get judged a bit on that. I don't know that you would get judged if you don't have one, but if you look back at Allen's, maybe.
Well, let me say this. Is it, and this might be crazy to think about, but, you know, give us a call. We'll get more phone calls on this. Is it as simple as, Joe, in the age of social media, Bills fans, I mean, they want good things for Josh. I want the ability to, when I'm arguing with a fan about whose quarterback is better, I want to be able to pull out of my pocket a card that says MVP on it.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
When I argue with Baltimore, they pull out two of those cards.
Right.
When I argue with, pick another guy that won an MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
You want to say that Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers ever was? Like, you could make that. Ben Roethlisberger, did he win the MVP at any point? I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
Okay. So when Andrew Filippone says that he thinks Josh Allen's a poor man's Ben Roethlisberger, whatever he said like a couple months ago, and I'm like, actually, he's way better than Roethlisberger.
Mm.
If I had an MVP, I could be like, bam, on the table. What do you got to say about that?
Right.
And isn't sports basically, what can I do to argue and support my guys? I just want to argue for my guys.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
Yes.
803-0550. Interesting. We'll get more calls on the other side if you'd like to join us at 803-0550. 40%. Revisiting that today. How's that hit everybody? 40% would say it's better.
Mm-hmm.
They'd enjoy it more. They'd rather have an Allen MVP than an AFC title that does not produce a Super Bowl. If you're not winning a Super Bowl in either case, Allen MVP, 40% at least would take it. 803-0550. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast at 7:30. Sal at 8 as we start to push towards Miami and the Dolphins this week from Highmark Stadium. You can give us a call, 803-0550. John, we'll get to your call right on the other side, and anybody else who wants to jump on, you can here on WGR.
Josh, there's no question, is that top two, top three spot in the MVP race. I would fully expect him, you know, to remain there and consistently be there. And if they continue to win, it's going to be hard to not give it to him.
There's Dan Orlovsky with One Bills Live from last night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We got to play the highlight also of what happened in the Yankee Stadium last night. A fan ripped the headlines away from the Yankees that they won the game by ripping a ball out of the glove of Mookie Betts. Crazy moment, highlight, whatever. Not quite Jeffrey Mayer, who was celebrated for reaching into the field of play and catching a ball. Do you remember Jeffrey Mayer? Do you know that reference?
No, I'm surprised we remember his name.
Look at this. You don't know what it is?
I know the play. I just didn't know we knew the name of the fan. This is going to be the Jeter scores, right?
No.
Against the Twins? Or no. Not the Twins, against the
this
Orioles?
This is with the Orioles. Orioles, right?
Yes. Orioles, yeah. Orioles.
A home run that would have been a fly ball. Tony Tarasco is in right field, and the kid reaches over and catches a ball that should have been called an out.
Jeffrey Mayer incident. Yeah, Jeter was the one who hit the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched that highlight? Watch how far he reaches into the field to play. It should have been called an out, of course, because they're the Yankees. They get away with everything.
Yeah.
It was a home run. This guy, I don't know if he'll be quite
celebrated
the same way.
The same way?
I don't think so.
Remember Bartman's name?
Yes.
Jeffrey Mayer. That was in the ALCS that happened? That I did not know. I did not know that would have been an important moment. Like
very
that.
Important moment.
Yeah. I mean, he reaches so far over the wall. This is very... Although, what happened last night is more of like a...
More offensive?
Yeah.
Sure. Also, the
guy is grabbing a player and like...
He's also an adult.
Yeah, right. This is a kid.
Jeffrey Mayer was 8, I think. Might have been 8.
Well, at least he didn't get away with it last night, right? Like the,
no, he got kicked out.
And they counted the out.
Yes, and I
imagine if they hadn't counted the out. Then it would be a circus.
What do you think? Lifetime ban Yankee Stadium?
No.
Yes! Lifetime ban.
Yankees aren't giving him a lifetime
ban. That should be Major League Baseball. That should be a lifetime ban.
Maybe Major League Baseball, but if it's up to the Yankees, I bet they didn't even kick him out of the stadium last night. I bet they put him up somewhere.
In a suite? You think they gave him a television?
I think
they gave him a couch?
I bet you he went up there and Brian Cashman gave him a nice little pat on the back, like, nice effort there, buddy.
Wow.
They did kick him out. There's video of him and his buddy.
There's just video of him being escorted out of the section, though. That's what Joe's saying.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm saying.
Oh, so you think
I'm saying
Joe thinks he got upgraded.
They upgraded him to a suite
no
and cash the pat on the back, like good try, buddy. We appreciate the effort.
That'd be insane.
What a scandal that would be if we found out that was true.
If they just,
here he is, he's in the owner's box.
The cameraman just like such a and wait, who is that? Is that the guy? Is that the guy in the? They would give him all new clothes.
He's wearing a signed.
He's got a signed jersey. Bat by the entire team.
I almost said a signed Judge jersey, but he'd probably be mad at Judge.
Yeah.
Anyway, the series stays alive. 803-0550. Started talking MVP to kind of open things up. The Ravens trade for a receiver, Diontae Johnson, which will help them. He's very good. And they got him for almost nothing. They got him for the kind of deal that you see in your fantasy league, and you have to call the guy and say, buddy, you know you gave that away for nothing, right? It's a pick swap, Joe. A pick swap between which two teams?
The Panthers and the
Ravens.
And the Ravens, yeah.
How far apart are those picks?
Fifth and sixth, they might be two pick differences.
That's the pick.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll take.
Although the sixth, I think, is next year.
Okay,
maybe
it's like a five.
But still.
Like five spots.
Yeah,
buddy, you did a pick swap. They're good and you're bad. That's not good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, John in Albany. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. So this is the same topic, kind of two different points with it. So you're talking about like why do we care about the MVP piece? Now I'm just going to think about why Buffalo fans care about it first. Like, I think about, and I don't know if you guys totally recognize, like, around the, let's say, country, people tune into the station. I kick it on at 6 in the morning across the state to listen to you guys. And I probably drink your Kool-Aid more than I probably should if I was, like, looking for multiple sources. But I definitely remember the conversation going back early in the season where you guys were talking about how important it is to keep somebody's name alive as far as a thing to help get that person to the MVP. So with that in mind, I would imagine that any Bills fan is going to even more want to keep the conversation going because, to my other point, like, why is it so important? As a franchise and a team, I don't think we've ever won anything. Like, I don't remember us having an MVP. Maybe there was, but I just don't.
Thurman won the MVP once.
Yeah, Thurman. Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time. So I guess, I'm also thinking, like, I don't know if the Super Bowl is ever going to happen. I mean, I go back, I watched all four in a row, so I go back that far, but I don't know if it's going to happen. So what if the next big thing we're really thinking about is, like, Christ, Josh going in the Hall of Fame? And you hear that conversation, like, Eli Manning. Does Eli Manning go in the Hall of Fame? He's got Super Bowls, and they still talk about it. So I'm like, if he had MVPs, at least it would give something to look forward to at some point. We just want to celebrate something that we actually won, and that, I think, is why 40% of people say they would take that over AFC Championship because that could come and go, but at least Josh was MVP. We can have T-shirts that say Josh MVP. We can live in some sort of a place where we were the best at something.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of why it comes together.
Yeah, thanks, John. I think a lot of that is right. You know, as you're laying that out, you're talking about Hall of Fame. What separates, I don't know, what would separate Allen from? Think of all the guys he would immediately be separated from if he were to win an MVP. And I realize the point of sports existence, as I kind of joke about this, is not just to talk about it and just to, you know, yell at other fans. But a Falcons fan wants to come at you about Matt Ryan. You're like, was he an MVP? No? He was never the best?
Right.
Because a lot of the Hall of Fame stuff and a lot of who's the greatest is how often were they the best? Which is a point to be made about Manning and Brady. Like, Manning was a 7-time first-team All-Pro. To Brady's 2?
I think it was only that many?
Yes. Yes. How many times?
He played 25 years.
How many times were you the best there was?
Three-time All-Pro.
Manning is seven? That's significant. I know first-team All-Pro isn't quite as celebrated as MVP.
And Brady has three MVPs to Brady or to Manning's five. And seven-time All-Pro.
Five MVPs. So if you are a Colts fan that wants to argue with a Patriots fan, you get to... Boom. What do you got to say about that? Oh, well, I got the Super Bowls. Yeah, well, we're talking about who the better player was. So...
The ring still will carry more weight, but for, like you can at least, sure. you can have the debate, and you want both, right? At the end of the day, like that'll be.
Everybody wants the Super Bowl,
obviously.
More.
Yeah, obviously.
But this is almost it feels like, Joe, as you and I are both fans of the Premier League. Oh, didn't win the league this year. What about the Champions League? What about the
FA Cup?
Right. Well, won something. There was a ceremony on the field, and my team raised the trophy. And football doesn't really have that, but this feels like it represents some sort of replacement.
Mm-hmm.
This will make you feel better about your year, about your guy, your favorite player is going to get honored in a way that will mean something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get it. I wonder when that changed. And does everybody care about it this way? Do Bills fans care more about the MVP than Lions fans do about it for Goff? I would say yes. Do they care about it more than Bengals fans do for Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do Bills fans... Here's maybe I'll put the Twitter poll up.
So tough to tell.
Do Bills fans care more about the MVP than any other fan base right now?
That would feel like it's a yes.
What would you vote as a Bills fan?
I would say yes.
I'd say probably yes.
I would say... It's so tough to judge though, right? When you're in the middle of it,
right, right.
But still, if I even try to separate myself from it, it's his story, what the talk was when he was drafted, then how Bills fans reacted to the talk of when he was drafted, and then his career arc, how good he's been to not have one. Like I would think because his peers have them. Like, Mahomes and Lamar are his peers.
Right, missing. It's missing from the resume, and it feels like it would have been warranted one of these years. Last year's a great example of that.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
I might want to guess that, they care more about it than any other fan base.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, we'll get to more of your calls. We're up against a break. It's football season, of course. It's hockey season. Sabres back on Friday. The Yankees won. And the headline is about what happened in the stands with that fan. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more. Have John Sterling and Susan Waldman's call of that play, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty to get to here on a hump day Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe, it's going to be beautiful here. 70 degrees. High of 70 today. 71. 73.
73.
Tomorrow, 75.
Let's go. Elite season is coming through big time this year.
Going to swing the sticks today.
Yep.
And 56 on Sunday is the high for the Bills and Dolphins game, which is looking pretty nice.
And that's a 1 o'clock Sunday game, 56. I mean,
let's go. Can't beat it.
We're getting a great weather year to start the football season.
I've got flyover information.
Oh, good.
I got flyover information.
Is this happening every week now?
I wouldn't say every week, but I'm getting. This is
the third home game of the year.
I've got but I've got sources.
All right,
I've got sources.
I'm very excited to hear about this.
Right. Jeremy and Joe in WGR. All right, happy Wednesday, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. The Ravens trade for Deontay Johnson. Steph Diggs has a torn ACL, which ends his season very quickly. Saw a little speculation that maybe he would regret how it all went down because now he's going to go as a free agent off an ACL. And I don't really know how true that is. This is where the cap is kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a one-year, $22 million deal in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his cash for this year is? Like $30 million.
So he gets more than what
he got money from the Bills and the Texans. So he got $30 million for 1 year. He got paid like a top receiver. Now he hits the open market. And
was he in line for like one more multi-year big contract?
Well, that's irrelevant. That's the injury would be random. What I'm saying is some suggesting that by forcing his way out of the Bills, he cost himself money. And I'm not so sure. I was trying to do the digging.
Yeah, because I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking him choosing to do a one-year deal with Houston.
To rip up the deal.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what that process was like. Was that his call? Like, hey, I'd like to have my options open at the end of the year. Like, would the Texans have been willing to give him right then and there? Like, hey, we'll give you 3 years, $28 million per.
Probably not.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
Because there was always speculation that he was trying to get to play with his brother in Dallas, right?
Yeah. Well,
which he still could do. I don't think he's getting, like the contract I just laid out, like a 3-year, $28 million. I don't think you're getting that at 31 off a torn ACL.
Unintentionally funny thing I read about Diggs is what might happen for him is, you know, it's sometimes a ACL is a year plus. So you know what Diggs' next move is going to be?
The Pervet deal?
Joining a contender in late October of next year. Of which case, I have to say, the Bills have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. Next, 1 year from now, I promise to you, I will be saying, what about adding Diggs?
If he's unsigned?
All right, Tim in Dallas. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I hope I can dare this conversation. MVP talk and all that stuff. I hate the award. There's so many politics that are involved. You know, you were alluding to earlier that Jackson has won it 2 years now, and you can see what type of people that are voting, what type of quarterback they're looking at to give the award to. Mahomes has won it, you know, due to the Super Bowl and his success. So I don't see Allen personally winning it, but, you know, who knows, he may or may not. But honestly, just by knowing Allen since I've been watching, I don't think he really – care about the award. He's more team oriented. So if I'm going to vote, I'll take the AFC championship over the award, because I had a couple buddies I went classmates with. One won a Super Bowl for Baltimore, and then my other buddy, he won a national championship at Florida. So all the awards that they have, man, they always like talk about that hardware. Hey, we won a Super Bowl, we won a national championship. So and when it comes down to Hall of Fame, you know, they always look at that hardware more than anything. Or, you know, when they introduce a guy. Three-time Super Bowl champion, one time, whatever, you know what I mean? So I want to hear what you got to say about that.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
The thing I wonder, though, is how would Allen take it if he won it? Wouldn't he maybe take it as like, oh, this is for, you know, this is for all of Bill's Mafia.
Yes,
and
he would
like
say that.
Teammates.
He would of course say that. He would of course say all the right things. He definitely, yeah, like, yeah, he definitely wants to win it.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, I would think there's no doubt about it that he wants to win it.
I think on multiple fronts.
How could any competitor not want to be told you were the best player in the league this year?
All right.
So I think a lot of these guys like to say that. I think back to when Trey White, you know, maybe he made first team All Pro for the first time and tweeted about it. Like it's recognition. It is. The NFL top 100 list. We could say, oh, it's stupid, but it's voted on by players. And when a player gets voted number one, well, how's that player feel? Like, everybody in this league thinks I'm the best player. Allen said he was happy to be thought of as the best trash talker.
Right. Right. Yes.
And I feel like he'd be happy to get the best player.
Yeah.
And you know, there's probably a point to be made about what's more likely to get you into the Hall of Fame, one Super Bowl or one MVP? Eli is a conversation, no MVPs, and he's going to go in. He got two Super Bowls. Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, these guys have an MVP, not a Super Bowl.
Right. And they're probably not getting in. Well, Newton's probably not getting in.
And before that, you're looking at Rich Gannon, Steve McNair. Anyway, 803-0550. Thanks, Tim, for the phone call. Lamar's got two.
Mark Mosley.
Who's that?
That's the kicker that won it in the 80s.
Oh.
I think there's a documentary about that. I need to brush up on it before. But yeah, a kicker won the MVP in like 1980 something.
They probably like kicked out all the voters. Like, I think you guys aren't really understanding what's going on here. All right, Joe Marino, 7:30. It's Bills Dolphins this week. A little bit on what happened in Yankee Stadium last night as we get into the next hour. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.